Shin Samach Dalet, I believe, is where we are up. Keber, the Isra Nava Keber. A Keber is an Isra Hana'a. The Shach points out that we learn from a Hekesh. Okay, the Hekesh is derived from Paskin Malachim, but we are certainly cautious that it's Mishnah Raisa. Perhaps Keber Shal Binyan, Asur Ba'anah. The Keber is Asur Ba'anah, but what kind of Keber is Asur Ba'anah? Only if you build the Keber. Remember, what does build the Keber mean? Maybe it means you build underground, or maybe it means for a dimension you build above ground, which we mentioned last time. But either way, it's Asur Ba'anah. Well, Karpom should give me an answer, but just the dirt, the ground can be, if I dig the hole, the ground can't be Nesar, that's Karka Olam. That's not a Keber. Only something that a person builds can be Nesar. The earth can't be Nesar. And there are two machlokos. What are the two machlokos here? Very serious machlokos. Ye shomer da karka shalokam and a keber bechazru and nasnu alav. That would be talush and sof kibro, asur v'hanah. There's something called talush and sof kibro. Like talush and sof kibro means if I chop down a tree and then I make it into wood and build a house out of it, once I cut it off the ground, even if I reattach it to the ground, that's Netzer Ba'anah. The question is, what if I dig up the dirt and then I put it back? After all, if I uproot a tree and replant it, that's considered Mechubar. If I turn it into wood and build a house, that's considered Talosh of a self-kibra. What if I dig up the dirt and put it back, like we all do when we bury Mason? Is that considered Talosh of a self-kibra and Netzer Ba'anah? Or no, I'm just returning it to its original state of being the earth, and it's not Netzer Ba'anah. That is a big machlokas rishonim. He also brings out the deos, and he quotes yesh omer. Then it's asur ba'anah. And skipping a line, yesh kol kinam atirin. Okay, machlokas. Second machlokas rishonim. Yesh osur od leishvala evin shnosu al kevul matseva. How about the stone that you put for matseva, the tombstone, right? How about the matseva? What's machlokas of matseva? That's clearly not a machlokas for the karka ol. It's going to be a stone that was once cut off of the mountain, but you didn't return it to its original state. That's a different machlokas. Is matseva considered part of the kever, or is it something separate from the kever? Because after all, a kever means bury, something you bury in. Right? But the matseva is not really for burying. It's for making a sign for kavod. The matseva is not to like keep the mace inside or like to cover up the mace. The mace is covered very nicely with the matseva. Matseva is just to add kavod by being by telling us who's there. So on the one hand, you can say that's part of the kever, because being mechabed and telling us who's located there and what they're about. On the other hand, no, that's just information for kavod. It's not physically part of covering up the mace. So that's also machlokes we've shown him. And the Rambam brings up 2 days here also, and he said v'yishchol kinam atirin. He means both of these. V'yishchol kinam atirin is going on both the last things. Some people say the dirt is usher, some people say the matzeva is usher, and some people say they're both mutter. The two machlokes are not connected. One is a machlok, is that gedor of talushin and mechaber. When is something considered back to the original state of earth, and when it's considered to be no, it used to be earth, but now it's a built cover. And the other is if something is for kavod, is that part of the kefer, or is that just kavod? Either way, there's a double machlok. There's two different machloks we've shown in here about whether they're considered asur ba'anah or whether they are not considered asur ba'anah. halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? If you look in the Shach in Zimkam Gimel, he says you're not on a lien, sell a matzeva or lien on a matzeva, because it is usher, and you're not allowed to walk on the kever. Okay, not clear. Doesn't sound like he's talking about matzeva necessarily. And you're not allowed to walk on the kever. It sounds like maybe even the dirt on the kever is usher. Pasul Vashki, you know an isser. He comes out to usher. Says the Tatsuka now from our Shal says the Minaga Olam is that you can't sit on the Keter. And the Gosashir says that the Matseva is Asur. Okay, at least in terms of the Matseva, they're very clear here that we paskin to Asur. And likewise, if we look in the choose from Gan Gimel, like I am choose for Vaz, the Anunogim is Elahach, but Shigam and Matseva, who Bechal Isra Handa'ah. Okay, the general consensus of the Achronim is that the matzeva is also ba'anah. There are those who disagree. The Teferis Lamosha, which I don't have in front of me, says that the matzeva is mutter ba'anah, like the second opinion. But lemaisa, we assume matzeva is aser ba'anah, and that is also the psak of the Gesher Chaim. We assume the matzeva is aser ba'anah because even though it's for kavod, it's part of the kever. How about the dirt that is on top of the kever? How about the dirt that's on top of the kever that they refilled in? The mice were also machmer on that. When the Shach and Kaz say you're not allowed to walk on the kfarin, it sounds like even without matzeva, right? Meaning there's different kinds of matzevas. In Israel, the matzeva is on top of the kever, flat. In America, the matzeva is tall with just dirt on top of the kever. Sounds like you're not allowed to walk on the dirt on top of the kever. Also, perhaps lemaisa, we assume, although, and that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger assumes, in Sukkot and Aleph, that we're machmer in the dirt. Okay, he wants to have some kulas. Maybe it's only the dirt that's right on top of the mace, not all the dirt. But then in the end of the Pesach Tshuva, Ula Midivrei Tazor Chaim, etc., etc., Lamashka came. Simple pshat is that we are machmer on both of these shailas, that the dirt on top of the kever and the matseva are asur ha'anah because they are considered not karka. The dirt's not karka olam; it's talav shel chibro, and the matseva is considered part of the kever, and therefore they are usher. Therefore, they are usher behana. However, the Gilui Marsha says here, and the Pesach Tshuva of Katan Beis quotes from the Yad Eliyahu. That's a Tzav Katan Beis, the name of the Yad Eliyahu, and. One second. Likewise, the Gilyon Maharsha also quotes the Yad Eliyahu, the second Gilyon Maharsha. He makes a chiluk. He says, "What's called hana'a?" He says, walking on it is not hana'ah. Why is walking on it not hana'ah? Because you could walk on it if there's no kever here. As a matter of fact, you would walk on it more. It would be better. It would be easier to walk if there's no kever. Walking is not asur ba'anah. What's asur ba'anah is only getting hana'ah from the fact that there's something new here. Like, if you want to sit on the matseva, that's asur ba'anah. Nicer to sit on the matseva than sit on the floor. You know, if you want to lean on the matseva, that's asur ba'anah. But just walking says not Bishop Isranda. Oh, the Taz and the Shach both quote, right? The Shach that also Lidro Chalgamik Farim. You can't step there. So the Yadalio says, no, there's two Isra. There's Isranda and there's Bizayan Ames. It says walking is not Isranda, that's a Chiddush case. But the Gesher Chaim passes it that way. Walkings and so other Ritman base farm. Walking is not asur ba'anah. Walking is only asur because it's bizayin a mace. It's bizayin to step on a mace. What's the nafkamina? He says isur ha'anah is asur in all circumstances. Bizayin a mace depends on the circumstances. Let's say you're burying one mace. Then we assume it's not a bizayin if you have to walk over one mace to get to the other mace. Well, how are you supposed to bury the maces in between all the other mason? If you don't. And therefore, says the Yad Eliyahu, in general, we are machmer that there's Isra Hana on the kever. However, we are machmer there's Isra Hana on the kever. If you are just stepping, you're not actually using the kever, you're just stepping on the kever for the needs or the levi of another mace, we assume that this mace, it's not a design of this kavod mace if you're trying to mechabit a different mace. What does he say here? The leilach al gabi akever shemana leka, because it'd be even easier to walk there if they hadn't buried anyone. It's only kavod ha'meis, and therefore shem mitzvah it is butter. So that's halacha l'maisa. He says tzvidinim, sitting on the matzeva or using the matzeva in some way is usher in all circumstances. That isser hana'ah. Walking is not considered hana'ah. That is only an isser of kavod ames, and therefore it's mutter for a mitzvah. So generally, we try to avoid walking because we want kavod ames. But if necessary, you bury another mace, then you can walk on a kever, and there's no hana'ah because it's not hana'ah, and there's no problem with kavod ames. It's for a mitzvah.
What about leaving on matzeva? Shame another,
that he would be machar about, right? Because leaning, you're really, really using it. However, here's the however. There is a kula of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan here says that maybe only the Israeli matzevas are what the achronim are machmer on, but American matzevas are okay. Why? The Israeli matzevas are on top of the mace. So that is part of the kever. The American matzevas are not even on top of the mace, right? The mace is buried and the matzevas is like right above his head. So if it's not even connected, it's not even above the mace, maybe everyone agrees that that's not considered part of the kever. After all, kever can only be something which is near the mace, since it's next to the mace, but not mamash on top of the mace. Maybe it's much easier. Because Shulchan is make it American matzevas are not usher at all. The Gesher HaChaim says that I don't remember, but it shouldn't be too hard to find. It's not such a super long simon. You should be able to find it. Lemaisa. What? So what does he say here? He says here that even the dirt must have run out, but that's the dirt which they put to bury the mace. That's not the matzeva, right? We don't. You shouldn't. Oh, hold on. The dirt must have run. What does that do with the matzeva?
Like that's not even matzeva in America. It's just like one thing over the head. So you're not allowed to walk.
Well, let's say you're on the other side of matzeva. Right? Matzeva's over his head, but you could be on the other side of matzeva. Yeah. I mean, you have three sides that there's no one buried.
Matzeva's on the dirt, though.
That's
essentially using the dirt,
you're
leaning on it, or sitting on it.
Yeah, but basically, the Gesher HaChaim says the offer that you dug and put back in Natin L'chumra, and the matzeva, also Natin L'chumra, the dirt and the matzeva are the same thing. However, he says the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't say the Sifkatan, Yod Aleph, thank you, says that since it's not even on top of the mace, there is no problem. We use that to answer the steer in the Shut Rashba, whether matzeva is Asurbana or not. He says one is the Israeli Kham, one is the American side. And then he wants to say, still, it's not Kavod HaMeis. He wants to say, still, don't. He didn't think you should lemaisa just lean on its stomach. It's not Kavod HaMeis. But, you know, there's definitely room to be makel. But, you know, he still says, not Kavod HaMeis to lean on his batseva, even if the Aruch HaShulchan's right. You know, using that second in. So the lemaisa, it's really proper to be machmer. Those are making of what to rely on. It's my focus 2 days that I'm off, but property machmer.
The Lemaisa at Grapes and Funerals, or at least the Grapes and Funerals, they've set up like chairs around the kever, which are the top of the other kever. People are like older people are leaning on the matzevos. Is that the bad?
So again, chairs on the kever.
But on top of the kever.
No. So chairs on top of the kever, you can make the kula of the aliyah. You could put the chair there even if there wasn't a kever. And therefore, it's not an isra hana'ah. And it's, even though it's not kavod ames for a mitzvah, it's mutter to go to the funeral of this other person. What about leaning on matzevas? So in America, you could rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. And say, okay, I'm going to get your when he says that it's not proper to kavod ames in circumstances. And, you know, it's a chiddush. So the mitzvah, there's what to rely on. There's definitely what to rely on, but, you know, ideally, you should not lean or actually use of it. Ideally, you shouldn't lean on the matzeva, and you shouldn't even walk on the Israeli matzeva or the American grave, unless it's necessary in order to have a funeral the other base. Like there's no room for everyone to walk over, etc. Or you're an old person and you know you need to sit on a chair because you can't stand out of the sun, etc. That's the bottom line. Let's say bottom line, matzeva, Israeli matzeva. Even though there are those who are making two days, the first of Moshe is making like the Yeshua Tiran, right? But we always want to be in line with the Swiss. If Eres Lemoshe says Mutter Behana'a, but all the other poskim say Aser Behana'a, and says the, but the Yad Eliyahu, Mutter Leilach Alav Litzorach Mitzvah, but only Litzorach Mitzvah, not if not necessary.
But how about standing?
What? Yes, standing is like Leilach.
Standing
is like walking. It's not like sitting. You benefit from it. You would stand better if there was no matzeva. How about an American matzeva? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mater Behana'a says the Gesher HaChayim Aval Aser Misham Kavod HaMeis. But again, that's the Gesher HaChayim's Chiddush. Certainly about to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a much bigger time to rely on, because the Gesher HaChayim is a bit of a chiddush. How about the American Keter, where there's just dirt, right? So here, it's 2 days. It's not 100% clear. Like, the Taz and the Shap talk about the Keter, but they might mean Israel and Matzeva. They're not explicitly talking about dirt. From the Achron report in the Pesach Tshuva Yud Aleph, sounds like they are not there, but certainly... it is a machlokes rishonim, right? The Rush and whoever was with him, right? Who was with the Rush here? The Rush, the tour was also with the Rush. The Rabbi Yerucham was also. So there are plenty of rishonim who are with the Rush. The Rush, etc. Say. Mutter Behana'a says the Gesher HaChayim. He says, Aser Behana'a, but Mutter Leilach Alav Litzorech Mitzvah. So Lemaisa, you know, those who are Mekel have sheetahs to rely on, which are live sheetahs. You know, this one is the trickiest one, because Mamish, all the Achronim are against that. So the Sinim is really about Sinim. It's like, the trickiest one, because that's only a bit of a Das Yachim first, the Moshe, who's Mako, besides the Rishonim. But an American, to walk on the dirt, it's not so clear most of the Achronim. And therefore, those who walk on the dirt, not for a mitzvah, what to rely on, but one should preferably only do it for a mitzvah. And again, sitting on a chair is the same as walking on the dirt. You can sit on a chair without that, Kever. And the American not saying a real Yor HaShulchan is Machmir, Yeshua HaChayim wants to be Machmir, but those who are made girls certainly will have to rely on.
Obviously, there are cemeteries. Like, I remember like, doing Lynn cemeteries as well. Obviously, your student colleague present. So,
yeah, okay.
And also, maybe it's a bit of an after question, but we have like a scaling type situation. Like, leave sort of that my house of Bela was the actual Keter or something like that in the other one. And all that.
Something like Ma'ar Samach Pela? It's a whole building built for the covenant of those people building underneath, right? I hope everyone knows. What we call Ma'aris Machpela is not where anyone's buried. Ma'ara means an underground cave. We go into a tall building and we go on the second floor, right? That's just a big building built above the Keter. I think everyone agrees that that's Mach. Oh, both are Mach only on sandwich Mach on the ground. No one's Mach around the whole building, which is why no one thinks it's us around the
Or like I'm saying that they don't know how where it is.
No one's machra on the Ohel. The Matzeva is the most you can be machra on. It's part of it. It integrates into the Keter, so it's on top of the mace directly.
I think I've seen people who go to like Kamara Gedolim, like they're like sometimes like lean, like as they're davening, whatever, they lean on the Matzeva, that's probably.
They lean on the Matzeva as they're davening.
And. Where they're from, not because they're attacked.
Yeah, if you're going to say, sorry, let me see, no, this is common on your blood, this gutter. But if you say it's also bahana, then that doesn't really help. No, no. I don't have a great heter for that. I don't have a great heter for that. Unless you say it's like the American type of seva. I don't know what kind of matzeva it is. Then they did all like a shulchan. And even the Geshra Chaim would probably admit here, because the Afka shows how much shulchan is going to. So maybe that's the heter.
Taking rocks from a cemetery to put on top of a matzeva would be problematic if the karka is not sabah, no? I mean, people take rocks from the ground, throw around the...
No, the rocks are not... the rocks were never made part of a keber. I don't think that's a problem. The rocks were never really intended. The rocks are just to lie around and to put on things. They're not like permanently attached to something. Now, eventually, you're not really being meta from it, just putting on a cover. I don't think the rocks are part of the Yisra'na. Yisra'na is like the cover.
You
prefer
an American cover?
What?
You prefer like an American cover or just the ground top?
Yeah, I don't think the rocks are in Yisra'na. The rocks are separate.
It seems like what's considered like a tournament. I'd say a few of them. Let's say someone come here to Israel, they're all buried somewhere. Would that be considered field? It's very sort of mitzvah. So they can walk on.
Look, the thing is, if you're just walking to the one kever, you can usually go around the other kever. What if you couldn't? Then I think we can. If it's not a big throng of people, you can usually find your way around.
Right?
Meaning, I went yesterday, it was far on your bed, it looked to your bed. It's like when it's better, there was a throng of people, but it wasn't a big throng. So, whatever, don't worry, just walk in between the other throngs. It's only when there's 300 people there, or when they make the people to carry the mace and they can't be careful where they walk, etc. But if you can be careful, then just be careful. Okay, Victor. There's more details. We're not going to get into them. Let's continue the machaber. Behadik kavir shol bini. Oh, sorry, we didn't finish the Rambam. Hakilam shechov from kovran mutar ba'na. This is only the kever, but the tools that they dig with, those aren't asur ba'na, because that's not part of the kever. It's just tools. They in the shabbos only das hagav and gemushat tzedaka. However, they're still tzedaka, right? Because someone donated them to use for this mitzvah, and therefore you can't use them without permission. Okay, that should be common sense. But how the kevish albinian also the olam doctor should know the shame mace menasa. But remember, has mana lav milsa. When is a kevish albinian also if you have money, you built it for a mace and you put the mace in it? Afilo das lefenos. So even if you only put the mace in temporarily, if you did as mana and put the mace in, then that's also. Afilo nasa el nafil. Even if you only put a nafil. Avalam bno lishmo vlam nasa. But if you built it for someone and you didn't actually use it, then has mana lav milsa, it's not asmana. Chayim nosav adaykos nosav was mina b'tchila motor la'achshe pinu. Likewise, if you put a mace in it temporarily, but you didn't set it aside for that mace, then after you take the mace out, it's motor, because has mana without usage doesn't make it asr, and usage without asmana doesn't make it asr. Afal nosav adas liyos bo'olamis, asr afil achshe pinu, afil obno lishmo. But if you put a mace in the grave, in the this kever permanently, then even if you take the mace out for some reason, and even if you didn't build it for a sake, this is a rule, we find this in our Chaim Hokas Tilden also. Use something, having in mind to use it permanently, that counts as hasmana and usage together. Because since you use it, having in mind to permanently use it, you're also doing hasmana at the same time you use it. Same for tefillin, right? If I make a tefillin zekel, I don't put tefillin in it, it's much about now, I can use it as a lunch bag, right? If I put tefillin in a bag, but I never made it for the tefillin, that's the usage of that hasmana, I can use it as a lunch bag. Right, put tefillin in a bag, thinking that I'll keep putting my tefillin in that bag indefinitely, then that's ipso facto hasmana, and therefore it is now usher to use for secular purposes. Okay, continuing. The imlobno lishmo naslu b'tokum hosubon dimos lishmo. What if I didn't build a kever for this mace? And I put the mace in this kever, but not permanently. But I add one row of bricks for the sake of this mace. That one row of bricks has hasmana. Asr afilu kulo asr afilu achshav. You know, even after the mace leaves, the whole thing is asr because this one row. But filos recovers from dasa to know. So even if they only buried in there temporarily, the makri, why? Because the whole thing's mutter, it doesn't have hasmana. But this one row of bricks had hasmana. Does that really make the whole thing asr? No. The makri dimash also the shmol masir of hulavado asr sharkem mutter. Really, only meaning hasmana of one row of bricks doesn't make the whole temper asr. So if you know which row it is, you can take that off and rest is mutter about Noah. But if you don't know which one it is, it's a tarovis, and it's all also about Noah because it is Isser mixed in. Base. Kevra nimtza, mutter lefanoto. And we'll read this, again, the Shach is a different gear. So the Rambam part of this, we'll read this just in Machabes Girsa. And he starts with Rashi and others Girsa. Kever Nimtza, if you find a kever, meaning an unauthorized kever, which the owner did not author, the owner did not allow someone to bury there, Mutzal Fanto, you're allowed to move it. Why? Because he has no right to steal someone's land. Whoever buries no right to steal your land. Pinahu, and if you did, Mekomo Tar Motzbena. The area is Tahar, there's no more mace, and it's Mutzbena. What's the end of the Shalom? By kever, he had two. If you know there's a kever there, meaning it was with permission of the previous owner or the owner before that or whatever, then also you're not going to move it. Why? Because he's not asked to move for no reason. Pinaho, and if you did, there's a knas. Mekomo tame, v'aser b'ana, it's still tame. It can't be tame no raisa because there's no more mace. As a knas, it is still, as a knas, it is still tame, and it is aser b'ana. The Rambam goes. Rambam has a different girsa. Yes, obviously, he entered the opposite did. This din is very logical. He has to make a different okimta. Kever nimtza mutter lefanoto, pino mekomo tamei ve'asra ana. Kever yidua asra lefanoto, pino mekomo tamei ve'asra ana. What he means here is, what the Rambam means here is, nimtza means that you find it and you all of a sudden are surprised by it and you have no idea how many people might be buried here. And therefore, if you find a kever, but you don't know how many other people might be buried next to him, because like one guy is buried, there could be a lot of guys buried, then you're allowed to move it without permission. But it's tamei aser b'ana because there might be other people buried next to him. Kever hayotua, if you know that who it is, and you know there's only one person, aser l'fanota, since you have permission, you're not allowed to move him. But you know, mekomotar mertlana, but since you know it's only one person, if the other is move him, there's no class going around, and it's mutter b'ana. Okay, now this doesn't not try to come up every day. Gimel, meis mitzvah, shematzu adam besad v'kavru sham. You find someone in a random place and you bury him on the spot. What is meis mitzvah? Meis mitzvah means that there's no relatives. You don't know who he is. There's no one to bury him. He's a stranger who has no one to take care of him. The rule is to bury him on the spot. So meis mitzvah, afilu shelo. Midas balasade aslofanoto a mace mitzvah who's buried even with against the will without permission of the owner, you're not allowed to move him. Why? Mace mitzvah konam konam spesakana drabanan mace mitzvah acquires the right to be buried wherever he is, and therefore this mace mitzvah the rabbanan gave him this land and he's allowed to be buried there, so you can't move him. Call him motzo tzarich b'kavur motzo. Whoever finds an unidentified mace who you don't know what to do with, then you're chayv to bury him right where he is. The imitzal ala meitzar sharchel to note the misham mishuyet they rabbi shloyet people love. What if you find him on the path on the road, and you can't bury him right where he is because that would make tumah for the rabbin who walk over him, and that's the only hetzer to move meis mitzvahs to avoid tumah for the rabbin. Then a matzal being stay bor to stay near the fanei will stay bor. Basically, you have a choice of two sides of the road. You don't like to have a bidding war between two owners. Whoever pays me the more, I'll go to the other side of the road. Rather, Chazal made rules, you bury him on the least useful land to not have waste. So if one is plowed and one is empty, you bury the empty one. One is plowed, one is planted on the plowed one. One is planted and one is planted with trees. Then trees are more valuable. We put them on planted with plants. An orchard and a vineyard, you put in the orchard because grapes are more important. And if they're both equal, just whichever is closest, that whichever side of the road is closest, same shavos, bekira, b'nei le'ed, and shigur. So if they're exactly even, just pick randomly. When is this true? If you find outside city limits. But if he's inside city limits, then you bring him to the cemetery. You find the head and most of the body. Otherwise, just body parts. You can't call it a mace. Like, he does have zahuyos of burial, because the ikar mitzvah of burial is to bury the person himself. Only Rosh and Ruv was considered a person. Otherwise, you just consider pieces of a mace. And therefore, he only has the rights of a mace mitzvah if you find most of it. If you just find a random piece of a dead body that you have to bury because of avoiding Toma, and maybe because Agav bearing the rest of his body, but he's not called the mace mitzvah because it's not the mace. It's just a piece of flesh. Yes, Leo.
It's a bay and the khoshish is random grave you find, not the main face itself.
Say that again?
It's a phase where you find the grave and then no existed. You don't have the khoshish
mix mitzvah. It's an interesting question. You have the khoshish that makes mitzvah. So I think I don't know if it's here anywhere. Meaning in bays, why do you assume it's a mace mitzvah? Why are you allowed to move him? So I don't remember the thing. So you also brought this down, or this is just in the portion in the Gemara say this. Does anyone remember if anyone dealt with this? Okay, I don't remember, but Lemaisa. What? I just don't remember who said it. So it is someone here. It says, no, Mace Mitzvah has a call, and you would know if it was a Mace Mitzvah. So Mace Mitzvah is notorious. Oh, it's a shach right here. Okay, I was looking too far. Right, since Mace Mitzvah has a call, therefore, if you don't know anything, it's probably not a Mace Mitzvah. Okay, what do we do nowadays? If we find a dead body outside city limits, what's that law? You don't bring him to the cemetery. You bury him right where he is. Mace Mitzvah can't call. Okay, nowadays we don't do that. We bring him to the cemetery anyway. Why? So say the shach and the taz have cut in bays, and the shach have cut on yod, both from the marshal, says, no, that was in the days of a Jewish kehillah. Nowadays among the goyim, if we bury him anywhere, the goyim will desecrate the grave. And therefore, since we live among the goyim, we have to leave the cemetery or else they'll desecrate the grave. Okay, how about in Israel nowadays? In Israel, we don't live among the goyim. We have a Jewish state. And I'm sure they wouldn't desecrate the grave. So why don't we keep this halacha of Mace Mitzvah nowadays? So I saw the quote in the name of the Chazan Ish, that even nowadays we don't keep this halacha because this only applies in a Jewish state when there were the beds in charge of everything who made signs on top of everything Tommy, what's called Sion Taurus. But nowadays, the beds are not in charge of everything, and they can't always put a sign when there's Toba, even they put it up. How do you know they're going to keep renewing it? Right? Remember the mission beginning to call it, that every year they have to check and renew it. Nowadays, we don't have to put beds then, and therefore we're free to lead to Thomas Harabin, and that's why we don't keep this halacha, because we don't have a beds then to make sure that everyone avoids it. Well, it's a little dachet now. I don't know. There's a Ramanot that said, maybe the Ramanot's underfunded, maybe they're not underfunded. You know, maybe they can afford to have a pakach for this, maybe they can. It seems to me, even though this, you know, might be a little bit of a modernish way of thinking, that it just could be that nowadays, everything is like inside the tongue because, you know, we have cell phones and wherever you are, you could call like a million people. It's not like a guy found the mace outside the chum. What's he supposed to do? Slap the mace inside the chum. No one's going to do it. They'll come in. And this is going to be a little flood to bury in kind of a combo. Nowadays, we have cars, we have cell phones, we have a lot of things. Maybe nowadays, it's like being inside the chum. I don't think that's an unreasonable finish to say. Kafner only is like nowadays. In any case, in real life, I don't care which story you like or you don't like. You'll probably be arrested if you bury the Mace Mitzvah. But you call them also, you should call the police. If anyone who finds an unidentified body nowadays should call the police. Otherwise, you'll be in big trouble.
This is going to run into issues with that whole idea of if you're too far away for the funeral, I mean, that's
insane. No, I think there are some weird things. Depends on the how far away you are using modern technology, etc. Perhaps. Just here, like, you're right. Even if we have cell phones and cars, etc., if you're lounged in the middle of the Himalayas, then that might be one thing. That's saying if you're 20 miles from the town, that's nothing nowadays. And I think for all things, you'd say 20 miles.
There's nothing. No, there are things that you're putting a bit up to that. Like, if all the guys from Shabbos, you said that, like, it's when we lost the daughter, I think some children, they didn't need to be doing a Nina's in the neighborhood until they left the year's life, even though.
Seems like a big question.
Why not really give that reason for like desecration of the base in terms of like being outside of Israel. Something more interesting, the only reason why we're able to have halacha based mitzvah is because Yeshua made that point of it's not in the very Israel, making it sound like a form of mitzvah. If you have this guy, then that system can work in Eretz Israel. But if you're not in Eretz Israel, so then just the mail back.
That's a very good question, and I'm not sure. It's a good question. It's a nice question. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, Dala. Im Matu Yisrael Harug, they find a Jew who is killed. Literally, killed violently, criminally. Yehiru comes from two below Tachrichim, but he calls for a few of they should bury him as is without Tachrichim, without a Tara, the washing process, etc. They shouldn't even take his shoes off, bury him as is. What are the two reasons that I brought up for why you bury him as is? Right? What are the two svaris? What? Sorry?
The blood is in the clothes.
Ah, so number one is because the dam hanefesh, because you have to bury the whole person. What does the whole person mean? Led when he was alive, then that's ridiculous. You don't collect anything that came off anyone when they were alive and bury it. If Dom came out after he died, they washed that away in the Torah. It's only Dom HaNefesh that's considered part of the person. Dom HaNefesh, the Dom that came out when he died. Again, blood that comes out when you're alive, what the heck do with four face? Blood that comes out after you're dead is also not considered part of the base. That's washed away in the Torah and thrown in the. But blood that comes out once of fine, that's Dom HaNefesh. The Nefesh leaves in that blood. And therefore, the Dom HaNefesh has to be buried, right? And unfortunately, nowadays, how much should happen when there's a bombing, a terror attack? What does the Zaka do? They go and they collect from the whole area and they dig up the dirt and etc., all the blood, because that's what they say that when he dies. He died violently. When someone dies violently, then they die from, you know, loss of blood and associated things, etc. Doesn't have to be dying from loss of blood. You shut the cow in the neck, blood comes out, that's considered Dom Nefesh. Even if you die from loss of blood, you die from the other things. But it's the blood that comes out as part of what killed someone. Okay, so that's Dom Nefesh. What's the second reason?
Revenge.
Lahalos Chema, Lincoln Nakam. Right now, again, okay, maybe there are some people here who are big Catholics who are like, yeah, you're all too proud up to go kill all the violence. That's not what they meant. Trust me, and they're showing me how out of the fact what they meant at all. What they meant is Klapei Shmaya, right? That it's our crying out to Hashem, look what the guy meant to us, right? Hashem, see what happens and, you know, go punish our enemies. Okay, Lahalos Chema. Again, don't misinterpret. Okay, those are the two reasons. What's the where would one reason apply and not the other?
Where it wasn't around.
What?
Where it wasn't found. Let's say a person fell.
Exactly. If you have a harug, then you have both. But if you have, he's not a harug. He died with trauma, but not human inflicted trauma, right? What's the case here? He fell off an omen. Oh, lowly. Right? Nofal umeis, or etc. What about a nofal umeis? He does have the reason of the dam nefesh. Doesn't have the reason of lahalo chema. But nonetheless, we are makbe. He says, v'cheinos u'yolede shemeso u'mishem nofal umeis. Okay. V'cheinos u'yolede shemeso u'mishem nofal umeis. Right, because the Oledesh Mesa also, the Oledesh would die often from loss of blood, from hemorrhage. Okay, in those days, it was very dangerous to be the Oledesh. The Yesh Omer, what a Yesh Omer, Shemo Bisho Salomal Dein Tachrichin. Ah, some people say you put Tachrichin on them, not on the heart. He thinks you also breathe on Halos Kima. They mean, but the Nafal Mesa, the Oledesh, put them with all their blood, but also put Tachrichin on top, because it doesn't have to look ugly. You don't want to have the same but it just has to contain all the blood. So therefore, you put Tachrichin on them, what's Armin hug? The Nagush ain't also on Tachrichin Shar Mason, Rakobra, some big name, Lamalim, Sodding to Shar Mason. Okay, Armin hug is you don't do the Tachrichin, you keep them in their regular clothing. However, you do wrap in a sheet above, so it still doesn't look weird, because you don't have to have the same but you only have to. You only have to get the dam. Okay, there's a lot of minhag about this. The real answer is that every Tevra Kadisha has their own minhagim. They're slightly different minhagim about these things. But you see already here that Tzvedinim, by the Harod, you bury him like he is, because you have two reasons, and by the Nafal Meis, you don't do a Tara, and you don't switch the clothing for Tachrichin, but you cover him up, because only one reason applies. Lemaisa, when it comes to the Shach points out here, where does Zaka get their idea from? The Shach and Yud Aleph said the minhag is also to dig up all the dirt that has blood, etc., which is why Zaka collects not only the body pieces, sorry for being gruesome, but even all the places the blood splattered. I don't know exactly how they collect it. They have their ways. It's not dirt. I don't know how they, what they do for every single material blood could be on. Whatever the minhagim are, they do the best they can. The Shach also points out that it all depends on the circumstance. If someone fell off a building and then lingered in the hospital for 2 days and then died, then you don't want blood. Then blood that comes out when forcing dies is not a problem. It's only blood that comes out as part of someone dying that is a problem. And then we have big machlokos. We're not going to get into all the details about a yoledes. Yoledes is a little tricky. How do you look at a yoledes? Is this dam nefesh because she died from the blood, or is she just sick and bleeding and she dies from something else? How do you mind really yoledes? So there are different minhagim about a yoledes in terms of, do we view her like someone who died violently or like someone who is sick? If someone was sick, then we assume they're sick, they might believe that they died from their disease. If someone is violence, a victim of violence, whether human inflicted or accidental, then that's for sure not an epic. Yoledes, there are very different minhagim when it comes to a yoledes. I think different places have different minhagim. So for example, let me just make one case. How about a meis machlas, tviya, the nahar, kor b'chom, yoledes, shelo yatsa, mimem adam, then it's possible that neither reason applies. Right? There's no shame here. And they didn't die because of loss of blood. Someone froze to death, or they boiled to death, or in the hot sun, or lo aleinu, or they drowned in the river. That's not violent. So then, pasha. What about the yoledes who died with a lot of loss of blood? That was controversial. How do you look at that? Do you look at that like violence, dying from blood loss? Or no, the yoledes died because she died, and then she also bled. Not clear how to look at it. I think modern-day doctors would say, no, often it's mamish. She died from just bleeding too much. Well, maybe it depends on which circumstance. I don't know. Yoledes bleeds anyway. Childbirth is a lot of blood anyway. So it might be hard to exactly tell. Lamaisa, there are different minhagim. Every chayav kedusha has their own minhag. We don't have to paskin the minhag. But the Shach points out that in some places they have this compromised minhag. There's a funny minhag. They take off her clothes, do a tara, put the clothes back on, and then tachrifa. Not clear why. They wash off the blood on her body, but not the blood in her clothes. It's a funny compromise, because if you're worried that the dama nefesh might be there, don't wash any of it. And if you don't think it's dama nefesh, then put the clothes in the garbage. But that was the minhag in some places in the Shach. The Gesher Chaim says minhag Yerushalayim is like that. The Taz says the Maril is Mesopek. How to view a yoledes. Okay, so the mice, there are different hugging about yoledes. Yoledes, where did yoledes go? Definitely not a harem. You associate the blood with the death, or do you not associate the blood with the death? That's blood of birth. And then she happened to die. Okay, different than Hudden. We're not going to go into it more than that. Kever, a mazik is a rabbin. What if there's a kever, an authorized kever, right? This obviously means an authorized kever, right? With permission of some owner at some point in time. But it's mazik the rabbin. How's it mazik the rabbin? Don't you somach l'derech? It somehow turned out that it was right next to a road. The road moved or whatever it might be. They built the road, didn't realize it, said, I know, from Matami, everyone. A few of Nikbar Shem Das Bala Sunda, even if it was buried with permission, Motelefnoto, meaning even though it should be usher to move him, but the Rabin is Docha, a Yachim not Docha, I want to plant my whole field. Why ruin my field? Tough luck, basically, it's called a Kolo, or I discover a Kevra, and I look into it in Taka. In 1868, the guy who owned the field then let someone bury something there, then tough luck on me. So I'm a yachid. But for the rabbin, you're allowed to move the kever because the rabbin are docha the yachid. It's covered of the yachid. The hezek of the rabbin is docha covered of the yachid, even covered of mace of the yachid. Motel for no supercomotar in the makomotar, but also not. It's tahar because there's no knas, but the binyan is still asurana because we can't remove an iser hana do raisa. If there's a kever binyan, it's still asur hana. Of course, we could maybe removed the ribbon and put it someplace else and, you know, something else. But, you know, the actual materials, there's matseva, there's a stone thing, if there's dirt that we're machra on, we'd have to move all that because it's asurana. In Kadama Kever, if the Kever was there first, Kadama Derech, but if the Derech was there first and someone very unauthorized, then it's Mataran Akhdei. And also, Dabar, She'eno Shalom. That's the din of Kever, Hamazik Es Harabin. But Kever should be Nahu, Hechu, the Mataran Noah, Lo Yasena, Base Hatevim, Lo Base Esim, Lo Base Otsros. Even where a case that is mutter to move a kever and it's mutter ba'na'a, you still, it's a design of mace to make it a storehouse for straw or wood or, I guess, based also for anything. To make it a storehouse is a design of mace. Obviously, something that's a house or something, a nice building. The interesting thing, this comes up a lot in modern day Israeli politics. There's a lot of keverishin incest, right? If anyone ever follows the news, Israel's not America. You know, America, until, you know, the Europeans came, I'm not getting into Europeans versus Native Americans, whatever it was. But Lemaisa, America was a, United States, a very large country. There weren't all that many Native Americans, and they're not buried all over the place. There just weren't enough of them to fill the United States. Israel has had lots of people living in it for thousands of years, you know, meaning Israel has had tons of people living in it for thousands of years, and you know, it's a small country. And I mean, Dinas Israel. I mean, like, the place people live in Israel, right? We've gone about Beersheba, cut out everything south of Beersheba, where no one ever lived historically, only like nomads lived historically. It's a small country. People are buried all over the place. The first Gerav was rumored to have said that if he was a Kohen, I mean, he was a Yerushalayim, that's even worse. If he was a Kohen, he wouldn't get out of bed in the morning because he'd be afraid every place is a kever. And the Brisker probably actually was honest about that because that was his approach to halacha. Luckily, he wasn't a Kohen. Part of the problem is that whenever they do anything in Eretz Yisrael, they always find kfarim. And then you have fights, and all of a sudden there's a group of people who make a parnasa from protesting the evil Zionist government desecrating our ancestors' kfarim and saying, welcome to the Jewish kfarim. And then you have the government officials who make a living from doing whatever they're doing and trying not to let anything else bother them, who swear up and down that it's ancient Canaanite farm. And they're both lying. I mean, they can't both be lying at the same time, but no one's trustworthy here. Sometimes there's not a people of opinion. Sometimes the honest people say we don't know. In any case, you have fights about this all the time. What do you do when they find Kvarim, etc.? What? A little hard. Lemaisa, there are fights about this all the time. Most of the fights are about Matthias. If it's Canaanite farim, all these are all Jewish farim. Then you can do whatever you want. If it's Jewish farim, then maybe you have a problem. And go prove, you know, we're not going for a problem years ago. Yeah, you know, we're talking about 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, go prove, you know, whether this pile of bones had a bris mila or not. It's not so questioned. Sometimes you have clues, etc. But it's no one time. It's not so pashut. But also, there's a whole beginning here. What if it's mazik sarabim? If the kever's mazik sarabim, then it's mazik fanoto. So then you get into very subtle questions. What's mazik sarabim look about? What's mazik sarabim? Maybe there's other options, right? Maybe there's other options. What if this guy's talking about mazik sarabim? Just, you know, build your road or hospital or whatever elsewhere. Okay, it's empty. You can't. Now, why name the road? I just want to point out that whenever you see these modern day controversies, we're not posking about finding graves, and we even had this in Gush Etzion once. I don't even know what they were doing, but apparently they found some graves like near the road, and for like a month, every day, there were people protesting there. Against the desecration of the graves. And I don't know what they were holding. I haven't seen them build anything. But maybe it's a road. Anyway, besides the machlokes mitzvahs, what kind of graves they were, it's also, even if they're Jewish graves, it's the graves, not so posh that it's a problem. I'll be there. So if the mazik is a rabbin, then it's much to move it. And what's the gedder of mazik is a rabbin? You know, you might need common sense. And nowadays, common sense, not so common. Vav. Kemer tzai. Hachotzer kemer lo avu kavur makam acher lo yikavur bohu alam shem kod avu acher makli kavur bo. Okay, someone did tzugate for his father, even if there's no sroel, it's only hazmana. Meaning someone only does hazmana, it's mana lot milsa. But if it's for his father, he can't use it himself, because that's not kibanav. Someone else could use it, because that's mana lot milsa, but he can't use it, not kibanav. This Vichuva said the same thing for Matzeh. So it makes Matzeh for his father. He can't use it himself. Does not keep it off. Okay, I don't know how often this will come up. Although I wonder if it could. You know, sometimes, let's say someone buys a grave for their father. So sometimes if you buy a grave, means you just buy the land, they don't dig anything. What if you buy a grave for your father, if someone buys a grave for his father, and they actually dug it? Then he can't change his mind. He can use it for himself. Because of keep it off. Anyone can use it as a monologue, Milsa, but he can't because of keep it off. Okay, meaning I guess it's just as bad as sitting in his chair.
Is it bad for the father, not the mother?
I assume it's also the mother. I mean, keep it up and keep it aim are the same thing.
You have to sell it to the place?
What?
You have to sell the grid?
So that's what Pisrei Tshuva discusses. Can he sell it to someone else or no? Someone else can only use it on their own. And he brings the Shibat Zion, I think the Talmud of Nod Yehuda, who is Machber, but that's a big finish. Pasha sounds like he could sell it. Even though it's Machlokas. Okay, it doesn't happen all the time. Okay, Shin Samach Hei, Shin Samach Vav, doesn't come up all the time. Shin Samach Zayin. Kovar makes an akum menachem v'leim shen darkei shalom. Right? You bury goyim, and akum always means not a ger toshav. Right? A ger toshav, it's pashut. You have a tovim lafiyoso. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to help a ger toshav. Like the worst opiah bodhisattva. You bury goyim to nishma v'leim shen darkei shalom. What else does the Gemara say we do for darkei shalom to goyim? What? Stock up a fire sandy a.m. and I think we're only missing one. Okay, but those aren't here because it's not our topic. Right, Mishmipnei Darkei Shalom. What does Darkei Shalom mean? Right, maybe we mentioned this once in Bikur Cholim. Right, there are those who want to say, well, I haven't found the person who showed them that Darkei Shalom is hate us, that they don't hate us. But the Rambam says, no, Darkei Shalom means because the ways of the Torah are, Drachar Darkei Noam Machom Sivo says Shalom, the beginning and end of the Pasuk, you get Darkei Shalom, since the ways of the Torah be peaceful. Therefore, even when there's no mitzvah, as I say, we still act pleasantly towards people because even if it's not the mitzvah of the Torah, it's the ways of the Torah. And we're supposed to keep the midos of the Torah, not only the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, it's interesting. What if the Mechaber leave out that's in the Gemara? Beis Yosef discussed this. What if the Mechaber leave out that's in the Gemara? No, the Gemara says, Kovar may say Akom. What else did the Gemara say? Kovar may say Akom. What's the next word? In Mesa Yisrael. With Mesa Yisrael. That produced two confusions. Number one, Kovar may say Akom and Mesa Yisrael? You bury the goyim of the Jews in the same cemetery? So Rashi jumps in right away, right? Doesn't even wait for Tosfos or anyone else. And Rashi, that's really what the Shach is trying to say in Sukkot Aleph. Shemeshtad lemefurs meisim ov bekochavim. Okay, you know, I mean, you don't know he's quoting Rashi by the time because the mechaber lives out in Meisei Yisrael. But he means that it doesn't mean chashol you bury the goyim of the Jews in the same cemetery. It means you bury the goyim just like you bury the Jews. Okay, so one mistake you could think in the same cemetery, Rashi says no way, and everyone agrees with him. What's the other thing which M might mean? Might mean together with, meaning if they died together. If there's a big Chas V'Shalom where there are Jews and Goyim dead, then you bury them all. But if only Goyim died, then you don't have to worry about it. Maybe it's only for Jews and Goyim together, then passness to like stick over the bodies and only bury the Jews. But if it's only Goyim who died, maybe we don't care. That is the Ramah seems to be agree with this in Hilchos Tzedakah based on the Mordechai. It seems to be fact that Ramah seems to lean towards and the Mordechai is leaning towards that it means only if they're Jews and going together. But if they're only going, then you don't have to worry. But that, the Mechaber is very clear. Why does he leave out him? Because he thinks whether there are Jews there or not, then you even have to bury if only going die. And the im just means kimo. So again, what are the three possibilities of reading im, may say Yisrael? One is the chas v'shalom possibility, which is kvura b'oso b'is hakvaros. And that no one says. No way. That's against our whole Masorah. Two is kind of rock in Mesu B'yachad in Yisraelim. No, maybe you only have to give stuff to Goyim. If there are Jews and Goyim together, then how can you only give some of them food and not the others? Maybe only if you're Bakar Cholin. If there are Jews and Goyim together, how can you say, I'm going to the hospital, I'm going to check this guy's name on the bed, and I'm going to skip the bed, that bed on Goyish names. And you only bury the dead, they're all together. How can you half the bodies, not the other half the bodies? This seems to be the Pesach of the Ramah, based on the Mordechai, in Siman Reish and Aleph, because the Ramah adds the word Im. But the Machaber leaves out the word Im. Why? Because he thinks Im is Lav Davka. Oh, it just means Davka Im. It just means Kimo Shekovrim Mesei Yisrael. That is the Pesach of the Beis Yosef based on the Ran. Beis Yosef right here quotes from the Ran, and the Gros says the same thing right here. What does the Gros say? The Mashakasuk Shav in the Chulin Lav Davka, the Chindu Yerushalmi, etc. That's the Pesach of the Shach and Hofa Tzedaka, and the Poskim, the Mechaber, the Ran, the Mechaber, it's clear that that's the Ran, the Mechaber, the Gra, the Shach, and Hilcha Tzedaka, we paskin, all the later poskin. Paskin, like the Mechaber here, that all the halachos of Darkei Shalom apply whether they're Jews there or not. Even if they're only Goyim, you have to bury the Goyish dead even by themselves. Obviously, it means using common sense. If I never did Goyim, the one would bury him. It means when necessary, when appropriate, then even if there are only Goyim who died, then you have to bury them. Even if they're only Goyim who are sick, you have to be Gerholim when socially appropriate because of Darkei Shalom.
Is there a
mom? In Rishon Aleph.
For Bet Nerush?
Stop also, yes.
I know where it comes to Matana Le'Evyonim, I know Shulchan Aruch and Rambam also say you're supposed to give to non-Jews because of Darkei Shalom, but there all the Achronim say it's because of Eva. Or at least almost all of them do. But they don't seem to say that here. So is there a difference in terms of the way it's applied?
It might be because... that's an interesting question. I think there's some Indian there that like the Matanos Le'Evyonim no, it's also like you have certain Matanos I have to think about it. I'm not sure. I don't want to speculate without seeing them of course inside, so I'm not sure. Leave it as a sorry. Okay. Base. Well, you have base first. We talk arba amos shal base to fill a brosh from the lower brosh from yichusim butter. Nowadays, that's the point of most of us, unless we're Zilberman's fellows. Anyway, but you can't walk in the basic first within dalat amos of a mace with filling. That's lower brosh. I fill in and he's butter from mitzvos unless I cover them. Lo yahalf base first. We talk arba amos shal base. Still can't receive her Torah b'zorobi yikrabo, and you can't carry a sefer Torah and learn Torah. Oh, you smile or daven, who would daven pass for that? Because if you're not carrying anything, Balpal also you can't. I don't get a photo mace unless you're darkening Sukkim in the photo mace in a eulogy. Commotion is far like he explains, right? That's Lord of the Rush, meaning Torah is Lord of the Rush, and Tefillin are Lord of the Rush, because these are all, special mitzvos. There's a whole discussion of what if you carry Sefer Torah and you don't read it. Mamaisa, our minhag is that we don't carry Sefer Torah to a funeral anyway. But if you have a chumash in your backpack, that's okay. Because the ikar is learning the Torah, not carrying it. Okay, we don't bring a Sefer Torah to, I don't know why anyone would. Okay, maybe some people do, I don't know. Okay, here you get what? Okay, it's good. Okay, Sarhian. That's the Pesach Chum, some cutting days. Okay, you want to see him inside. I'm the Chum's noted Yehuda. What if that's his case? You go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, should you bring a Sefer Torah? And then he said he's not sure, and maybe it should be in the Rambam, but then he says Chalila not to do it because I'll be sod, it could be very dangerous. I'll be the Zohar. Okay, so I think the minhag is not to do that. Yeah, in Sifkat and base of the Pesach Tshuva. The Shach has a big chumra you don't possibly like in Sifkat and Gim, name of the Marashah. You can't say Kaddish with a Dalai Lama's with rape because that's slowing the rush. And the minhag olam is not like that. Why? Because we say it's covered on mace. It's interesting. Technically, Kaddish is not covered on mace. What does Kaddish say? Right? All non-Orthodox Jews, by the way, think Kaddish is a prayer about dead. Like the thing we translate, it talks about dead people. Maybe some Orthodox Jews also think that. We know Kaddish has nothing to do with the dead person. So Marshall said, I'm not going to be a dead person. How does that come to me? But we don't ask in that way because we say, I know Kaddish doesn't do with the dead person, but in our minds, it has the most more to do with the dead person than anything else in the whole world. And therefore, since covet of mace depends on how it seems to us and not the technical words, but it depends on how it seems to human beings, therefore, we're Mekel, and that's the first person, I think, to answer this, the Mavar Yavok. To say for Mavar Yavok, about in Hagim of funerals, he says we don't pass like the Shah, because we consider it to be covet of mace. Interestingly, what about davening at Kibrit Zetikim? Right, that's Yispala. He daven at Kibrit Zetikim. So I don't know what everyone does, but the Hasidim all say that no, if you daven at Kibrit Zetikim, that's covet of mace, just like Kaddish. You're not saying anything about the mace. No, but why did you come all the way here to daven? You're a perfectly good shtiebel next door to your house. Because the zechus of this tremendous tzaddik is better than anything else in the world. So you're showing tremendous covenant mace by God and Kibrit Tzaddikim, and therefore it's not usher. Okay, and actually it's a good svara, meaning if someone travels across the world, to Ukraine and Poland, don't go to Ukraine. If someone goes to Poland to dominate Kibrit Tzaddikim because they have such tzaris, it's a tremendous covenant for whoever's buried there. They took a plane across the world to daven there. So the chor, it's a good svara. The Minchas Elazar, from the first Minchas Elazar, but I didn't write down where. And other tzaddikim, and other chassidim, I mean. Okay, Dalit. Much of the context verse will talk about the shalmei social kevrus, all the tzitzis. Tzitzis are okay. Why are tzitzis okay? Oh, sorry, the hushlo yinigra ala kevrus, one's not dragging on the ground. Avo nigra us rishim loim the rush. So far as the Gemara. The Gemara says tzitzis not loim the rush, necessarily, because that's just my clothing. Film is an extra thing. Torah is an extra thing. But tzitzis is my clothing. I mean, in those days, their clothing had four corners, they put tzitzis on it. So you have to wear clothing. So just don't let it drag on top of the grave. Make sure it's hanging in the air. However, have some machad medvar in mansion until the mom clothes are off. And that was in the old days when the tzitzis got a regular clothing. Well, in the shame, won't show social mitzvah. And now they have a special beged for tzitzis, which is only for a mitzvah. So it's like tefillin, it's a special ritual item. In those days, tzitzis was a ritual accessory on regular clothing. So the compromise was, it's regular clothing, but it's a special mitzvah accessory. So just don't let it drag on the grave. Make sure it's hanging in the air. But nowadays, the whole Arba Kanfos, the whole Talis Kupner, Talis Gadol, is only a ritual item. And therefore, it's usher to wear in the cemetery. Usher if people ain't in the groin, behind the English, she's a gula, involving him a chusin butter. But that's only if it's visible, because filling also is okay if it's covered. But if it's covered, it's okay, which is why we paskin that you have to cover your tzitzis in the cemetery, or when you go to a funeral, when you're together with a mace, you can tuck your tzitzis in because it's lowing the rush to wear tzitzis nowadays because it's a pure mitzvah item. It's not part of it. It's not even part of regular clothing. Okay, in halacha maisa, you see when people who know halacha and are not very absent-minded go to a funeral or a cemetery, they always tuck their tzitzis.
Is Raya from the Shas over here tell us how you not have to have your tzitzis out?
Yes, the Shach and the Talis quote the Marshal Talis Katan is okay. And the Shach says because the Talis Katan is covered, and that is a good proof that you don't need your tzitzis out on the Talis Katan. That's an interesting question. Sfarim al pisod hold it's very, very bad to ever have your Talis Katan tzitzis out. So you'll never see Sfarim with its tzitzis out. Because al pisod, they have masorah that the Talis Katan has to be in. That's far too many. But the Ashkenazim don't all have that masorah. But you should know Hasidim, proper Hasidim, never showed it since the Talis Katan. The Talis Katan is over the shirt, but under the long jacket. And yet, a proper chassid never opens the long jacket or takes it off because that's not the use of halal. You're going to see the piece of Berlayim and other pre-existing things. So the chassidim actually, a proper chassid, also does what the shah says. It seems to be a good raya. Okay, what did that have to do with nowadays? Not our topic now.
I heard from countless different descendants of the Chavetz Chaim that he would wear his in.
Well, it's just like a chassid.
No, like, meaning everyone quotes the Mishnah Berurah that you have to wear it out. Is this then onesh
nadan? It's a good question.
Apparently, the Chofetz Chaim, I heard from multiple different descendants from different
sides. All right, you're a troublemaker, but in this particular case, you seem to be saying, well, Sarchion. Okay, Sarchion. Anyway, Lemaisa. Hey, some people just tie two tzitzis together and the other two tzitzis together and think now that we're in tzitzis, but that's not true. It's still called tzitzis. Well, Kim Jehir, the guy of Amos Korb is following my field where I can't remember first, right? Eyesight is no problem. So, your Dalai Amos away. The Nisham Achitza Motor Karakit, so we'll talk about Amos the Keber. And you don't need our Amos if you have a wall, because a wall counts as a separation. Okay, in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Mem Hey, the Mishnah Berurah has a few more discussions about exactly what the Geder is. Number one, he says, what about the room where the mace is? You're at the funeral, but you're 8 amos from the mace. He is Machreder, Mishnah Berurah Mem Hey, Sivkot and Beis. Sorry, he brings a Machlokas there. What about in the room? That counts as Dalet Amos or not. If you're in the same room, he brings a Machlokas there. Well, mice would be property to the mice would be property to Machmir and tuck the tzitzis in. He also brings a machlokas. What about if you're in a part of the Beis HaKvaros where no one's buried? Like you're in the empty part of the Beis HaKvaros. Does that pull the Beis HaKvaros for our purposes, or it only means where people are buried? He brings a tremendous machlokas, lemaisa. Bottom line, Paskins, the Mishavur, and the Bir Alach, and some of the Mimhei, that he says, if you're in a part of the Beis HaKvaros where no one's buried, that's like next to the graves, that you can do whatever you want. You can sit there and have shear with your talus and filling. But if you are in the middle of graves, just like the buried people in the middle yet, that's called the Beis HaKvaros, and you should be Machir. So the Maisi is Machir if you're in the middle, if there's empty Dalet Amos in the middle of the graves, you should be Machir. But if you're on the side of the graves, then you don't have to be machmer, because anything in between the graves, even if there's 1/6 amos there, and 5 amos there, and 4 amos there, and 7 amos there, if you're in the middle of the graves, that's considered a Beis HaKvaros, and it's Bechlal this Isser. But if you're next to the graves, where they haven't started to bury in this slide yet, it's just for when they run out of room, then that's not a Beis HaKvaros, and it's Mutter. Okay. Shem Samaches. Shelo Linhog Kalos Roach Beis HaKvaros. Interestingly, the Rambam right, in Hilchos Avil, Perek Yud, Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, Beis HaKvaros is Asur B'Hadah. But the Mechaber does not bring that down. Right? The Kesef Mishnah says in Hilchos Tumas Meis that he doesn't mean Asur B'Hadah because it's Asur B'Hadah. It can't be an Asur B'Hadah. Why can't the whole Beis HaKvaros be Asur B'Hadah? Because only Kever Binyan is Asur B'Hadah. How can the whole Beis HaKvaros be Asur B'Hadah? So he must mean not Isser Hanah, and that's why the Mechaber never used the word Isser Hanah. He must mean Isser Kalos Rosh. Not Isser Hanah, it's Asr in certain kinds of Hanah because of Kalos Rosh. And that's how we pass in. The Mechaber leaves out Isser Hanah. He says only Asr because of Kalos Rosh. Even the Chassam Sofer in Sivkat and Aleph in the Pesach Shuvah, he says maybe besides Kalos Rosh, you can think of he associates it also with a Beis Knesset. Says a Beis Knesset is Osir because it's set aside for being placed to do mitzvos. Beis HaKvaros also set aside as a place to do mitzvos. But again, what's Osir and Beis Knesset? No, it's around all the Beis Knesset. Just Osir to do things that are kalos rosh and not be fitting the cover. Right? So the mindset we pass Beis HaKvaros, not Osir Rambam. He leaves out the Rambam. The Rambam says something like Beis HaKvaros, Osir Rambam. Something like that. Right? Anyone know if it's available by Harding Rambam? Says the Rambam, but the Kvaros Asturin Bahana. But the Bachir is a long essay, and the guest mission Thomas May said, he doesn't mean Asur Bahana. That's only Kevra Binyan. Half the whole base first Asur Bahana. But he means Asur in some kind of Hana because of Kalos Rosh. And that's why over here, only says Shalunim Kalos Rosh, Beis HaKvaros, Einodim Kalos Rosh. That's what we pass in, not Asur Bahana per se, but only in Asur Kalos Rosh. What would be an example of this from Kalash Rosh? Keep going to the final shop to go to the bathroom. Oh, that whole list of stuff, eating and drinking, being current in Shonim Shop, or learning there, right? Kriya's Torah Shabbat Pet, Shino's Torah Shabbat Sav, or learning Torah. That's also considered, that's not really Kalash Rosh, that's Lord the Rush. But he throws it in here. The aim of Kashan of Heshbonos, or business calculations, right? Accounting. The aim of by Mehemos, or grazing animals. That's obviously Uzari. The aim of Luchamab Samayim, or having the water channel flow through there, right? Meaning the water pipes go through it. The lawyer tell them the Kapandria, or go taking a shortcut. or picking grass, right? Or picking grass. Or what if you had to pick the grass like you mowed the lawn so the basic person looked nice, right? Not because you wanted to sell the grass. Sort from Bukoman, you have to burn them on the spot. Next, the grass is also gone. No. You only have to burn them on the spot, not because it is Asurban, no, because there's no formal Isser. No formal Isser. No, the Pashup Shot is what the Grimstone Mordechai, in that it's either a Knas, maybe if someone shouldn't have picked it, then it's a Knas, even if you should have picked it, like you mowed the lawn, but to avoid a Chad. So people should be negotiating that you're selling the grass. And you're doing business, you burn it in place. I don't know what people do nowadays. It could be that nowadays they assume, I don't know, I never investigated this, but it could be nowadays they assume the problem is chashad, and everyone knows low law nowadays, and no one sells the grass. So maybe there's no chashad. Anyway, I've never seen fires in the cemeteries. So it's all right. It could be that if we assume it's no chashad, there's no chashad nowadays. And no one sells grass nowadays. So it could be that's why we're making. Anyway, the chen in likach.
What would be the knas?
What? The knas would be if you picked it be'isser.
No, but let's say you're doing it like the Torah, the basic knas. What's the issue?
Oh, the basic Torah. No, then it would just be for a shot.
What?
No, then it would just be for a shot. Meaning, if you did it for the wrong reason, it's a knas. If you did it for the right reason, it's to take away the shot. So if people burn it right away, they won't be choshed. It could be that nowadays, you know, neither of those apply because we don't. No one does anything to grass. And even the karka olam you can't take the dirt because that's to take the dirt as a souvenir is kalos rose. For kol zayin olam shem kavod amis. It's only for the kavod amis. It's only in Israel bottom kavod amis. So chayim charge the lefua shari dear for if you need it for a fua, it's okay. And it seems to be some sort of superstitious for fua. You have to take from a certain grave and use it for some superstitious for fua. Okay, but if it really works, then it would be mother. That because the Chuba points out, he says that the in Sifkat Gimel, he says, no, if you just need dirt for a fua, take it from someplace else. It means if you're some superstition of fua, they need this dirt. Or maybe it's not superstition, maybe scientifically you need this dirt. Who knows? I don't know, like someone died and they were radioactive and the dirt has some special properties and you need it for a fua. I don't know, good scientific patients. Continuing. And likewise, since it's not Isser Hanot for Kavod HaMeis, therefore you can be Nana from the grass that's on the on the graves or the fruit that grows on trees on the graves for the sake of the cemetery. Meaning for the sake of Kavod HaMeis, it's Motar. Moshal Kav Mar Behemoth on Kfar, the Efshel Lokos, the other king, but Sama Ruba, the Hinata Kava Segas, Mochin Verm, able to do the Hatha person, and Kav Shizero Kvod. Ha Mason. Like for example, they had a case once, the transition case. The Gaius Lord used it as a grazing area for sheep to stop them from paying a lot of money. They couldn't afford the money, but if they sell all the things that grow, they can afford the money. So then it's mutter because it's not a bizarre mason, it's done for commodities. Then Ingvarim al Kurs, Limkur. So what if there's nothing in the cemetery? How much do you have to bribe? How much do you have to spend your own money to save a cemetery? If you can afford it, it's not too much money, then you have to bribe the lord to stop using the cemetery, stop desecrating the cemetery. If you're not worried that he might fight with you and kill you, there's no succumb to the fascios, right? Some people, if you even ask them nicely to change what they're doing, they might kill you. Fascinatingly, there's two clues in Shema Sneshe. Number one, if the only way to get enough money is to sell the things that grow in the cemetery, it's mutter, which makes sense. It's more of a kavod HaMeis to have them not use it as a pasture land. Two, what if there's no option but spending a lot of money and it's too much? It's too much money, then you're putter. You don't have to spend all your money to save the cemetery. There's a big discussion, we're not getting into this now. It's a cut and dal and pisli tshuva. Is that true? You never have to spend a lot of money to save a cemetery? Where do you draw the line? Maybe it depends what the case is. Here, he was letting his animals graze. You know what? He's here today. He's gone tomorrow. The animals are here today, gone tomorrow. You know, not the end of the world. What if they want to pave the cemetery and put a parking lot? You also not have to spend a lot of money or no? That's a big desire. Maybe you even have to spend a lot of money. Okay. Big discussion. It could be that it's not so posh that you don't have to spend a lot of money. Might depend where to draw the line, how big of a desire you have, how much you can afford. It's a very, very subtle issue. This comes up all the time nowadays. You should know all over the world where Jews used to live. There are people who want to, I mean, anti-Semites. Just people who don't care. And, you know, it's valuable real estate. Happens all the time nowadays. How much money do you have to spend? There's a discussion of Pesach Tshuva here. Again, it's on the Jewish people as a whole. So it's a very sensitive, subtle issue. Anything else we want to mention here? Okay, there's a lot of details about Pesach Tshuva, which we're not going to go into all of them, especially if we don't necessarily possibly like all of them. Okay, I'll just mention two things.
About this?
What?
In general, when we normally pass the parents, like let's say when I'm just wanting to come highway through the cemetery.
We pass that you should try very hard and even spend a lot of money to try to save the cemetery, but everything has its limit. And certainly if it's gonna lead to some kind of sufficiency, then you don't have to. Okay. Interesting, there's just the first history tube is some so far. What's called the Beis HaKfaros? What about the part you didn't bury in yet? And he wants to be machmer, maybe if you made a whole field and buried one person, that makes the whole field Beis HaKfaros. Lamaisa, not everyone agrees to that. The Chazon Ish says, no, maybe only the part where the graves are, part where no one's buried yet, is not called the Beis HaKfaros. It seems that, you know, it seems that we could be Mekel. The Sif Beis. Ilana Shinoka Beis HaKfaros, Motulak Rishim, actually, in Malak Foros Atzvam. The trees, you're allowed to use the fruit because the trees are never planted on the graves. I know, well, I'm not mentioning the case, but they might have been. The trees are always just near the graves. Therefore, that's not Kalos Rosh, that's not a Zion, and you can use the fruit. What does he not say? He doesn't say, what if there's grass that's just near the graves? What's the fate of the grass that's just near the graves? So says Rabbi Akiva Eger that the Bach was machmer on it. Why? Because the Bach says grass. It's very hard for people to tell. The grass is just near the graves. It looks like you're taking grass from on the graves. For trees, it's very easy to tell where they are and where they aren't. So the Bach is machmir. Says only the ilanos off the graves are mutter. The grass even off the graves is also because it looks the same. It looks like you're taking from on the graves because people don't notice exactly where the grass is. But Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks that the Ramah is mutter, that it's mutter because he says only grass on the graves. And it seems to be that, you know, the Chazon Ish also was Mako. Seems to be that the most postum are Mako on the grass that's not on the graves, just like the trees on the graves. Gimel kever chadash, nimdav v'nimkar v'nechlak, v'yosha inu nimdav v'nimkar v'lo. Nechlak, a used kever, you shouldn't measure it or sell it or divide it in half, because that's a not kovin amis. Shin samach tes, now we're into Thomas Kohanim. Okay. Again, we're just going to have some sort of perhaps overview of Thomas Kohanim. Let's try to do an overview of Thomas Kohanim, even if we didn't prepare it properly. Al eza toma koin muzer. Just the main halachah l'maisa points we deal with. Ha koin muzer shal l'tamid mace l'lokol Thomas aporshin menu. Not a mace or anything that comes from a mace, meaning any part of a mace, right? Even a kazayis of a mace. V'lo l'golel v'lo l'dofek. Golel and dofek, our goal is the stone that covers the grave. And the dofek is the stone that holds that up. Okay, in old days, it could have been the stone that closed the cave and the stone that kept that from rolling away, or it could be the stone, like the matfeva, that's on top of the grave. That's gobel and dofek, those are also toma. It's very controversial, the coin, but we are mafia, the coin should not be the time of them. V'lo eivrim anachai. V'lo le'eivrim anachai. Does that mean a Kohen should not be a surgeon? An Eivar Menachai, even if it wouldn't grow back if you attach it. I mean, that's one of the many reasons a Kohen shouldn't be a surgeon. The main reason a Kohen shouldn't be a surgeon is because first he has to do an anatomy lab. And then he has to be in the hospital all the time around dead people. But that's yet another reason that Kohen shouldn't be a surgeon. I mean, Kohen, all right, I'm gonna offend someone. But in many circles that I'm familiar with, just like if you grow up as a Kohen, you know you're not gonna be a doctor when you grow up. Oh, every other Jewish boy is supposed to be a doctor when he grows up, and you know, b'dieved, you could be something else. But a Kohen is not a doctor because you have to be around Mason all the time. So yeah, Helen Cohen will be the doctor's accountant, not a problem. Okay, good.
Or
what?
Doctor's consultant.
Yes, even better. Okay. But who's a Kohen here? You're a Kohen, right? When you grow up, did you know that you shouldn't be a doctor someday?
I always knew that you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, but you know that you shouldn't. Right? Growing up, by the time you're in high school, you know, oh, since I'm a Kohen, I'm not going to be a doctor. Okay. I get what people do. That's, we're not discussing. But that is, okay, Rav Goren has all kinds of, Rav Goren was very, very creative halachically, and he has all kinds of very, very peculiar svaras about Kohanim becoming doctors, which are not accepted by any other posek in the history of Judaism. So basically, if a Kohen really wants to be a doctor, then he finds out that Rav Goren said some whole trick for making it mutter, and doesn't look into the logic too much, and assumes it's mutter or some other reason it's mutter, but that's not mainstream. That's not mainstream halacha. Okay, can't have Abram and Achai. This is what's called schachos pros. What does that mean? It doesn't mean a tree that's a straight canopy. That, like, if you look under the tree, there's like, it's all shade. That's one roof. If the tree is one roof, then that's a roof. That's an issur d'oraisa. If a avonim yotzmei gadar, there's stones sticking out and they touch each other. I don't mean they touch it; they could be higher and lower, but it's like a straight ceiling. Then that's an issur d'oraisa. There's an issur of one called schachos upros. What does schachos upros mean? Again, bird's eye view. Here are the tree, and here are the branch. And here's the branch, and here's the branch, and here's the branch. Regardless of what's higher or lower, a roof is a joint roof for some of our purposes, even if some of it's higher, some of it's lower, without getting into all the details. That's it. And there's a mace somewhere. That's an istorais. We're going to be anywhere near that tree. That's why often the coin can't drive in a tree that abuts a cemetery. That's a schachos upros. Schachos upros means here's a branch, and here's a branch, and here's a branch, and here's a branch. Here's a branch, and here's a branch, and they don't touch each other. They're separate roofs, but they're still under one of them. That's an issur d'rabbanan. There's a machlokas rishonim what the issur is. The machlokas rishonim what the issur is. That's the shot field up here. That some say that it means even if you know where the mace is, you know the mace is here. And the coin's here. That's an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because if they're so close that you could lay cement and make a, and it wouldn't collapse, if they're so close, basically, you could build a little floor in them and it wouldn't collapse, then the Darbanan that counts as one roof. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that if you know where it is, you can go under the other branches. We paskin the only isser is if you don't know where the mace is. So each branch, there might be a mace. That's called schachos upros. Okay, so we paskin that if you have separate roofs, that are just so close to each other that you can put something on them and it won't collapse. That's mutter. They're still separate. It's only usser if you don't know which one has a base. Suffolk, they're all usser. That's called chosu pros. Fine. Bechin sodesh nechdo kever in yubakoma. What's that called? A field where there was a kever and you plowed it. What's that called? Pesa pras. Right? What happened to the plow a kever? I mean, it's a big avera to plow a kever. Someone did by accident. They basically drag the bones all over the field. You don't know what's where. So that's also an issur d'rabbanan based pras, or a whole shape, that you're always stepping on a bone. Cholera to animals are going in. And chutz la'aretz. Why? Because there are dead people all over chutz la'aretz. And chutz la'aretz, okay, machlokes, shlakish, whatever. Chutz la'aretz, exactly. Which dead people? Chutz la'aretz is usher for a kohen. These are all, again, until Avram and Achai was the oraisa, the Elon and on was d'rabbanan. Okay, which one of these do we not, or do people not keep nowadays? Eretz Amen. Kohanim go to Chutz La'aretz. Why do Kohanim go to Chutz La'aretz nowadays? You know, there's some very shtark Kohanim who like won't go to Chutz La'aretz because they're a Kohen. Some shtark Yisraelim won't go to the Eretz Yisrael. So there are many shtark Kohanim who say, no, I'm Yisraelim go, but I don't go to Chutz La'aretz. But that's not the minute. The minhag is that Kohanim fly back and forth different countries as much as anyone else. Why? So already the Shach, there are many, basically all the Echronim knew the Kohanim were Machmir. It's still Shach to be Machmir. That's not a minhag. All the Echronim assume were Mekel. They just argue, what's the reason? Well, how many reasons are on this page? One is in the Shach and the Taz. Say the Shach and the Taz, say it's Mutter, because that was in the old days when Eretz Yisrael was Tahar. They had a Bezdin who kept Eretz Yisrael Tahar. Now they haven't had a Bezdin for 2,000 years. Who knows when there's a Mason Eretz Yisrael? So there's no issue to go to Eretz Amen if Eretz Yisrael is just as bad. And what are we going to do when Mashiach comes? I don't know. Okay. Mashiach will have to come with advanced Ruach HaKodesh and, you know, find all the Kvarim or advanced equipment that we haven't invented yet. You know, but they say, and nowadays the Eretz Yisrael is bad, there's no issue to go to Eretz Amen. That's the Shach and the Taz's Heter. There are other Heterim. There are other Heterim as well. For example, let me just mention one or two of them. Where did I write down the other Heterim? Give me half a second. Okay, I don't remember where it went down. Theta, okay. That's good enough. Oh, here we are. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, why it gives two other here. What is two other here? He says, number one, maybe in the old days it was easy to make a parnasa. But nowadays it's very hard to make a parnasa, and you have to go to Chutz Laaretz. And so since it's hard to make parnasa, you're letting go for parnasa. Mm-hmm. These days people are just only traveling for parnasa. But
that's one of the few reasons the Gemara says you're allowed to direct. So I think
says Rabbi Akiva Eiger here. Vulei shlagim de parnasa. No, it's not Mefurish there. Inami, or he says a third answer. So one answer is Eretz Yisrael is also bad. Second answer is hard to make a parnasa. Third answer, he says, nowadays we're all Tomeks. We don't have Paraduma. That was only they had Paraduma, and the coin was taller. If the coin is Tomei anyway, they weren't goes on Eretz Yisrael. Why is the coin Tomei anyway? Leon, were you ever in Nitman LeMais?
Not nervous.
No. You ever noticed by accident?
You ever go to the hospital?
I'm by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Meaning, the problem is, what's going to part of Tumah? Halavaya was relatively low to 120, right? But still, you're going to end up in some place in a building where someone dies in a hospital, in a building, this, that. You know, it's hard to avoid being Nitma nowadays. Once you're Tumah forever. Maybe they weren't those Eretz Amin Dura Banan on a coin who's already Tumah. So again, either because Eretz Yisrael is messed up nowadays because it's hard to make a Parnassah, or because we don't have Paraduma, so there's no point. The minhag is nowadays to be Mekel.
Don't we still say this? Like,
it's almost
amazing.
They're
not like,
no, that's a typical right say. It's like zero drabanan, which is not so strict.
Can I just take us to the Palmer to see his cousin?
I have to check. Okay. I'd have to check. Okay. Let me just mention one or two. I'm not going to get into all the details. Let me mention one or two other details from the Moshe Kalem on the page here. In the Pesach Chuvas of Cotton Bays, he points out that a Nafel is also total Tumas Mace. That's already the Taz, Sivkat and Aleph. Even a Nafel, he goes into details what's called a Nafel, what isn't. How about human skin without flesh? We say that is Midoraisa, not Tumas Mace, but Midorabanan it is. That's Mishnah. What about? Skin. Yeah. What about?
Only from when they died, or it's even alive, like a person.
No, alive is only Ivar Menachai is Tumah, not Basar Menachai. What about ashes of a person? Okay, this comes up when you do the Poland tour, but nowadays they come up when you go to London, not from people's houses. Sometimes they have like ashes of someone on their mantelpiece, right? The cremation. And it's not most non-from people, they'll bring the ashes home and put it on their mantle. They scatter it in the seas or this or that, whatever they want to do. But how about ashes of a burnt person? She brings down a machlokas here. That the lechem upon him was machmer, and the yavid say that's ridiculous, not matamim. Lemaisa, we paskin for sure. Ashes are not matamim to a mace. It's not a problem for a coin to be someplace with ashes of a mace. A burnt mace is different. The burnt mace still has a surah. He's just burnt. That's still to a mace. But ashes are not to my space. Therefore, in the pulling tours, and if just found your Kohen, you haven't somebody says, I see that jug? That's my dear departed father. I keep his ashes right here to remember him always. The Kohen doesn't have to worry. I don't know if I trust the guy's cautious. but you don't have to worry about Toma. It is no problem. Okay, the Pesachim Chuvos have gotten Gimel points out that even your own Aver Menachai is a problem for a Kohen. Not only someone else's. Aver Menachai is Aver Menachai. Like, if this Kohen has to have a limb amputated, he can't keep it in his house. Okay, also skulls are a problem. Not right here. Sometimes people have skulls. Like, what?
Somebody people have skulls.
Yeah, like to learn dentistry, you keep a skull in the office, etc. So even a skull is a problem. So really, al pi halacha, you only have to bury to avoid tumah. The minhag to try to bury the person when they die, if you can. I mean, if you know where they're going to be buried, you put it there in advance, etc. But we don't like save it some. Like we don't have a storehouse. You save everyone's aver who's ever amputated. No, just bury them someplace. That's the general minhag. Okay. That is enough for now. Rabbi Kiva Eger does point out a very what? No. The dentist doesn't have his office. Only when you're in dental school that they. I don't think it's a problem. What if your friend is an actor and he does Hamlet and you should check ask if the skull is real or not. Okay, that's enough. And last one is super controversial. Who remembers the clever line here of Chaim Cohen said to Rabbi Natan? Yesh over to Bible, certainly Tommy the Kerem Chenitma Bemes. What's the rule here? Someone give me the rule four words. Means the sword is like the mace. A sword is a viabo satoma like a mace. And it doesn't just mean the sword. It's machlokes we've shown. It means any metal object that was in the same room as a mace, or it might mean any object except for cheres that was in the same room as a mace. Any kli that was near a mace is cherere kecholos and aviyavos atoma. Said it being a time. Therefore, Cohen cannot go into a room with any object, any kli that was near a mace. That's what he said here. Yesh omer. What did Rav Chaim Cohen say back to Rav Natan?
Wait, is this
the situation with Dallas? No, this is the Ramah. I'm reading the Ramah. And again, it's lopped off guest carrot. If I went to a funeral and wore a watch, then a Kohen can't go into a room with that watch.
I'm in the same room?
Yes. So what are Chaim Cohen say back to Rabbeinu Tam? Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? He said to Rabbeinu Tam, Ezeh bayis asher tivnu li. What house can I ever go into, right? I mean, I can't go anywhere. That's ridiculous. Aim with a result, right? That's where Chaim Cohen said, yeah, Tom his chief. He was not a Cohen. Said that I can't go anywhere. Is a bias a shirt to do. We Hopkin Lagabri against Rabbeinu Tam. The Yesh Makilim Chenogu Hakalim and Harmizah. We are meant to say why? Kerev has the same Toma as the Cholol. But it's not a heft of a mace. A Cohen's not also to get Toma space. He's only also to be made by a mace. Get Toma's face from it, not makes his mutter. So Cohen's allowed to, he's even allowed to touch the sword that killed someone. Right? It's not a weird watch that was worn by a guy when he died. No problem. Because only Toma of a mace is officer, not Toma's mace from a non-mace. Okay, thank God we're passing against Rabbeinu Tam, or else we're kind of Cohen's right. I don't know what a Cohen would do. Once upon a time, it wasn't the end of the world, because they had parasuma and people keep things in time. But nowadays, you couldn't live. Okay, we don't pass. We vivade, don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, the very super duper creative Svara of Rav Goren, which I still don't understand why he thought this was this is something necessary to be Nekalon, is he said, I have a good kula for all the Kohen. And Kohen, he said, the Kohen should find a Harayu Kachal. You know, he should wear a necklace or a watch or something that touches their body and wear it all the time. And then he's allowed to go do an anatomy lab and do surgery and everything else. Why? Because he's a Motor Harayu Kachal. And once he's already touching that, it's not considered tumah to also touch a mace, because he's touching mace and he's being nipah already. So therefore, it's not considered tumah to be nipah twice instead of once. Okay, those are all, first of all, it's a kula to say, if you're touching one mace, you're allowed to touch a second mace. The Rambam says you have malchus for that. But the reason why no one else agreed with the regard is that we mocha. If the isser is tumah mace, then you're not allowed to watch. And if the isser is only tumah from a mace, then even if you weren't watching, you're not allowed to touch their body, because until you have tumah from a mace, and there you go, tumah from a mace. Gorin has to have very dachuk shot. The answer is to be nitva, a tumah you didn't have before, if it's from the mace himself. Yeah, that's very dachuk. Lamaisa, no one ever agrees with this, Rav Gorin, except for the people who want to do it. Let's just squeeze in a little more. Misha nishbar mafrakto rubasar ima b'chemi shenikra migaba kedag afilo shadayim chay choshev kemeis matami. Some people who are not yet dead are considered dead because they might as well be dead. Someone who, his total neck was broken with this spinal column and most of the flesh, or someone who was sliced down the back like a fish in the spine. Even though they're still moving, they're considered dead. And they're talking about, gosase, I don't know how often that happens. But gosase, someone dying. What does gosase literally mean? Gasping for breath. I don't know. It's very rare that people naturally die nowadays. Most of the time it's inside. We bring them to the hospital to try to save them, and then they die hooked up to machines, et cetera, et cetera. But if someone dies naturally, if you ever with someone who dies naturally, they have trouble breathing at the end. They start gasping for breath, and then soon they're going to die. That's a ghost. Someone who's about to do, who's in the process of dying, whom we should initially obey simanim, and even someone who they got shechted, the trachea and the esophagus, or has a lot of wounds and is dying, they're not tummy until they actually die. Okay, basically, except for these rare exceptions, no one's tummy until they actually stop moving. We call makam usli kanas baishi sham ghosts. This is a machlokes tanaim. It's machlokes amoraim, but it's machlokes tanaim. And there's different yourselves in who the amoraim are. I'm not going to start giving names. It's machlokes rishonim having paskin. Is a kohen allowed to be in a room with the ghosts? Oh, he's not tummy. But there's one day in the Gemara, maybe Rebbe, who says, lo yitama bal be'amav lehechalo. What did lehechalo add? Now it can't be nitma, you can't be mechalo. To be mechalo is to do something which makes you about to be nitma. Even if you're not nitma, to put yourself in a situation where you're about to be nitma is a chilul. And maybe even this doraisa. It's a chash, some folks can pass it, and isn't doraisa for a coin to be in a room with the ghosties? Because that's chilul, even though it's not toma. Because not caring about the fact you're about to be tama is chilul. The eighth, it's just machlokes and psak, which I'm over in town, pass in life. The Tov L'Hachmir, Paskin Dharma. In the end, Tov L'Hachmir means you can be Mako, but it's preferable to be Machmir. However, says the Shach, the Bach tells him to be Din of Tzarech Lizar, but in Kamakom Lipsok L'Kula. The Bach said that no, it is an Isser Gomer, and it's not just a Tov, it is a complete obligation. L'maisa, L'maisa, we are trying to be machmir like the Bach, that it's not just like a chumra for those who are stark from the Hajjan, that a kohen should not be in a room with the ghosts. That's chilul. However, the Shach is one cool. He says, maybe it's only chilul, no, it's not chumra. It's only chilul to go in. That's what Gemara talks about. Likani slavayas. Does that mean if you're there, you have to go out? Maybe it's only chilul to go into a place with the ghosts. But if you're already there, maybe you don't have to leave. It's not chilul to just stand still. It's usher to be nitma passively. But maybe it's not called chilul to be passive. Shach says, maybe it's much of a stain there. At the very least, he's mako, that if you're stuck, let's say someone's asleep, you don't have to like wake them up in the middle of the night to get them out. If someone's naked, they don't have to run out without getting dressed, etc. Basically, he says, b'shas ha'tchak, you can be mako to stay in the room with the ghosts, but l'maisa, you shouldn't go in the room with the ghosts. The post can write that we're not machmir on a goy. On a Jewish ghost, it's only on a Jewish ghost. It's the machlokes anyway, and it's machlokes of the Goyim are talking about Ohel. Therefore, we're not machmir on a Goyish ghost, only Jewish ghost. But lamaisa, Jewish ghost, we would be machmir.
I understand that today, if I don't count, it would be this snare ghost. So, like, would there be any equivalent today?
Well, look, Ora, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell when someone's about to. The Jews in hospice sometimes they know when someone's about to die.
Like, they say that, like, lots of them
have. Right. It's a good question. What would be considered within this Isra of Goses? I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. Shin Ayin Aleph is very, very, very chashuv, but very, very complicated. What are the rules of Tumas Ohel? Right? There's a whole Masechet Olos. You don't have to know all of Masechet Olos, but Shin Ayin Aleph is very complicated. What's considered being in the same OL as a mace? What isn't? I'll throw out a few points. Number one, I mentioned before, very important. Now it's a sign. If you have a ceiling that's like this, and this, and this, and this, that's all one ceiling. Halachically, that's all one OL. Halachically, height doesn't matter. That's all one OL. Halachically, that's a Shidaraisa. Likewise, if you have two rooms, there's a door or window between them. That's also Daraisa. Then there's one shach who might sound a little misleading about this, being a Shanaim Beis, but the Akronim, the Bistechuv explained, that's also Daraisa. What if you close the door or the window? Depending on what you close it with. If you close it with something that's halakoma, that's still Daraisa. Close it with something not halakoma, it's between normal doors and windows that are built into your house, not halakoma. But, you know, if you have stuff up in it, that's also a problem. Two things that I just want to mention again, we're not getting into it. There are two cases when Tumah transfers, even though there's no open door window between two places. One is what's called Tever Tzachim. Tever Tzachim means if there's a grave that is sealed, that has no opening, then the Tumah goes up and to all the sides. Tever Tzachim. So if there's like a tomb or something entombed, and it's all closed up, then the tumah goes all around it. It goes up, it goes next to it, etc. There's a big shot here. Grisha said, so if you have a mason in a house, then there's tumah on the roof. Does the camera suss with the door is closed? No. It's not suss, but the door can be closed up whenever you want. Suss with the seat tight. Okay, the last thing I want to mention again, we're not really going to be became olos here. The last thing I want to mention is the dim of sof tumah latzeis, very important din. Sof tumah latzeis. What does sof tumah latzeis mean? This is ma'isa mechol yom. Maybe not ma'isa mechol yom. What does sof tumah latzeis mean? Let's say someone dies in my apartment building. They close the door to their apartment. I'm allowed to stay in my apartment, the door closed, but I'm not allowed to open the door of my apartment to go into the hall. Why? Sof tumah latzeis mean if there's a creep in the door, but that tumah has to go out through that door at some point, then the tumah is considered to be every place the mace is going to go. So if someone's dead in apartment A, and I'm in apartment B with the door closed, a Cohen's okay, because the tumah is never going to go into my apartment. Why are they bringing the mace to my apartment? They bring the mace outside. They bring the mace through the hallway. And if there are two hallways, then... and they're both equal, like the doors both of them are open and they haven't decided where they're taking him, then both hallways. So Lamaisa, it's very complicated, especially if it's in a Sof Tumah Latzeis. In the Shach, in the beginning of Shanaim Beis, assume Sof Tumah Latzeis is a Din Darabanan. That's very controversial. It's a Machlok Shonen, I think, who discussed this here? If you want to know this Din of Sof Tumah Latzeis, is it the Oraisa? Or is it Durabanan? There's a big discussion in the Yad Avraham in Shanaim Beis. Lemaisa the Minhag Olam is we're not mocking Sof Tumah Latzeis for good. And with this will sort of end our Olos, only the Jew. Why? Because maybe it's only Durabanan and there only goes there on a on a Jew, and in many cases, the item is called as machlokes, or maybe we only say Sof Tumah Latzeis by a Jew because we have a chiyah of being able to the Torah, the chiyah of kvura, but by a guy, we have a chiyah of kvura, just to do whatever you want. The guy can do whatever they want, maybe it's not Sof Tumah Latzeis, but mice were making on Sof Tumah Latzeis of a guy. So, example, if I am in a hafni and there's a dead person in the room with the door closed, if that person is a guy, the Torah stays in that room. We don't say Sof Tumah, if that person's a Jew, then the Tumah goes out to the hallway and to every room which is open to the hallway. Because that's all one big ohel. So it's very complicated. Suffice it to say that it is very complicated.
Is there anything on
what about going to hospital? So nowadays in hospitals, the normal process in hospitals is that if someone dies, then they take him to the morgue. And usually the hospitals are built so that the morgue trauma does not transfer to the rest of the hospital, not on purpose for a lot of reasons. That's just how it happens to be built. The problem is you never know when someone's dying or they cut off an even menachai. And that's just as bad. Also with Tommy Bilbo. So what about Kohanim in hospitals? In Israel, the hospitals have signs when the Kohanim can come, when they can't. Not all of them are so good at upkeeping the signs, being the kula, being the humra, putting it up when they should and taking it down when they should. But it's definitely something. The mindset is very complicated, but basically the minig is a Kohen shouldn't go to a hospital unless absolutely necessary. If you're a place where there's no other Jews around, then there's more to make up. But, you know, most of us aren't. But my son, I don't know. What did they teach you growing up, Leah? Is Liam the only Cohen here?
Yeah.
What did they teach you about hospitals growing up?
I mean, we didn't live in a place full of Jews.
Okay.
So we really had to.
Okay, that's a big title, Hashem. Yeah. Well, Maisa, now exactly when you need to, when you don't, there's a lot of subjectivity there. But Maisa, the minute is they want them go when they need to, even if it's not B'Kvach Nefesh, and they don't go for Bikur Chol. Right, advice the Kohanim don't go bigger home to hospitals. They don't go to hospitals like for no reason. I mean, most people don't go to hospitals for no reason. They try to avoid, you know, if there's a doctor, they just need to like have a doctor's appointment. They make an appointment in the office that's not in the hospital. But when they need to, they go.
So what about, let's say, a Kohen goes because like they need to be in the ER, and then the mom can come and speak to the first place. The Kohen ideally leave as soon as they can, or can they stay if
Lemaisa, they should probably leave as soon as they can, but you know, what does that mean? You know, you have to have a lot of practical judgment in these cases. You need a lot of practical judgment in these cases. But definitely going, you know, theoretically at least.
We're going in that case?
I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, okay. We are almost up to what it says in the schedule. We didn't totally finish Thomas Kohanim. There were one or two details that I think it is important to mention in terms of Thomas Kohanim, Shinayim Bei, Shinayim Gimel. And next time, what we really want to, as a matter of fact, what I would say is we'll do a little more overview of Thomas Kohanim, Shinayim Bei, Shinayim Gimel, the very beginning of Shinayim Dalid. And then Shinayim Dalid Dalid, strangely enough, Shinayim Dalid Dalid starts Hilchos Aveilos. Okay, the transition is in the middle of the Siman. Why is the transition in the middle of the Siman? Because how do you know who there's a Aveilos for? Does it ever say in the Torah who someone's Misabel for? This says who it's going to the family for, and therefore we know what you're Misabel for. So Lemaisa, I would say, go to today, tomorrow, go to in the Chana, start from Shinayim Dalad Dalad, and get into the thick of Hilchos Aveilos.